on Thursday, I went to the website. You know that we are recording all the homilies. And then on Thursday, I went to our website, lightoftheworld.org. Because we have recorded homilies, and my homilies, Father Greg's homily, and Gass's homilies as well. And then I was shocked because I saw my homily was 20 minutes long. So I was completely like shocked, and I was just like, "Oh no, I did." People were suffering because of my homily. That's my homily. Homily 2 weeks ago, so it's still up there. And whenever I open the website, "Oh no, 20 minutes homily," and I'm so sorry about that. To be honest, it can be a suffering. I when I was in seminary, we learned. As deacons at the seminarians, that you can have a homily in 10 minutes only. So you all know that. You all know the story. Maybe I can retell the story a little bit again. As a young priest, I have the meetings and then the dinner with the bishops every 3 months. And last year, we had a dinner with bishops, with all the young priests. If you are ordained under 3 years, you will have a dinner with bishops. And before dinners, we have a class, we have a talk. And last year, Dr. Rivel, he gave a talk about homiletics, like how to give a homilies. And he told us, hey, all young priests, hey, listen up. If you give a homily over 5 minutes, people stop listening. And if you give a homily over 10 minutes, God stops listening. And believe it or not, I gave a homily 20 minutes 2 weeks ago. I don't know who can listen to my homily anymore. So with all of that, this week, I have to watch my the clock right there, right in front of me right there. But to be honest with you, I love you, and I want to say whatever in my heart to you. And maybe homilies can be a little bit long, but hanging there, okay? Bear with me. Don't hate me because of that, okay? I to be honest, that's all I want is I want to be honest. I want to be whatever with you, because you are my parishioners. I am your priest. And I want to share whatever in my mind for you. And that's all. That's all. Sometimes I have a long homily. That is the reason why. Because I love you. I do. If God appeared to me and asked me, do you love your parishioners? I will tell God in front of him, yes, I love my parishioners. That's all. Back to the homily today about all souls. So today I will focus on 2 points. My homily will be what is a purgatory? And how can we help the people in purgatory? Okay? The first one, what is purgatory? So you know that everyone has to die. Everyone has to die. You all. You have to die. I have to die. So after our death, a couple of things will happen. We will face our personal judgment. Heaven, purgatory, or hell. Okay? So heaven and hell are permanent, unchangeable, eternal. Okay. That is heaven and hell. In the middle, we will have purgatory. Purgatory, we can call temporal punishment. Hell can be called eternal punishment. So now, purgatory, we have all souls. We pray for someone in purgatory only. We don't pray for someone in heaven. Why? They don't need your prayers anymore. We don't pray for someone in hell because they are in hell already. Okay? So we all pray for someone in purgatory today. So today all souls means that we're praying for someone in that area. Okay? I don't know how to. So we pray for someone in purgatory, all souls. That is all souls. All souls. Purgatory means that temporal punishment or temporal consequences, that is purgatory. So now as the living, how can we help them? Because when we died, everything's locked. You cannot change your thing anymore. So this is you, okay? This is your death. This is like eternal life. This is like a forever, okay? You are living until the point that you are dying. Your death is right here. At this point, until this point, is locked, okay? You cannot change that at all. Because when you die, everything is locked. You cannot change. So you can do whatever after 2025 right here, until the point of your death. You can do whatever. You can love God or you can hate him. It's up to you. No, to be honest, it's up to you. You can love him for all your heart, or your mind, or your soul, or you can say no to him. Say yes or say no to God. It's up to you. 2025 right here, and your death is right here. You can do whatever you want. And my parishioner, be careful. When you die, everything will be decided by God himself. Be careful, because from all over here will be permanent, unchangeable. Heaven, permanent. Hell, permanent. Eternal. How can we describe a hell? Brother, sister, in front of me, you can see the candle. You will hear a lot of like fire in hell. If you put your finger in your candle, maybe 3 seconds, and that's it. You cannot do 5 seconds. I tried, but I failed. No, I'm kidding. I didn't try that at all. Just in case you question in my question. Even we don't feel that in 5 seconds, but in hell, the fire in hell will burn your soul forever, every single second. Okay? That is hell. That's how hell, people living in hell. People will be suffered every single second. Forever. Remember that. Remember the word forever, eternal. That is unchangeable. Heaven, you know that already. Heaven, you will be in union with God, happily living with God forever, eternal. Okay, so now heaven and hell, now purgatory in the middle. Okay, when you die, you cannot do anything for you, but you can rely on the people who are living, which is us. Why is that? Because we have a communion of saints. We have 3 churches. People in heaven, we call triumphant church. People in purgatory, we call suffering church. And we are right now, we call pilgrim church. All churches united. So that whatever you do for the people in purgatory, they can receive. You can help them. November, the church gives you for the whole month, beginning today. Until the end of November, you can gain indulgences for someone passed away. Why indulgences is so important? When you are sinning against God, 2 things will happen to you, okay? I know that you don't want to open your eyes, but hey, look at me right now, okay? I want you to look at me because this will be easier if you look at me. When we are sinning against God, 2 things will happen to you. This is your sins. This is your punishment. Okay? You got it? When you are sinning against God, 2 things will happen to you. Your sin, the sin you committed, and then the punishment you have to receive. That is 2 things happen. If you go to confession, God will forgive you. You got one down. The punishment you have to receive, this is purgatory. For example, purgatory is something that everyone normally will receive. For example, Colocutus, the newly sent. So he's a saint right now, right? Do you know that? Can he go to purgatory? Yeah, might be. He may go to purgatory. Why? Maybe as a young boy, he disobeys his mom. As a young boy, that's so normal. And maybe he went to purgatory, maybe 2 seconds, maybe 1 second. But now the church declared that now he is in heaven. So the saints in heaven doesn't mean that they go straight to heaven, but they spend maybe less hours in purgatory. But yeah, they might. Like Colocutus, the young boy, you know him. He may disobey his mom maybe once for his whole life. I think so. As a young boy, I disobeyed my mom multiple times. I think as a young boy, and you know that as well. So that is a purgatory. So again, back to the sins and punishment. So indulgences, now indulgence will help you a lot at this point. So you are committed a sin, and then this is your sins. This is a punishment. You go to confession, you kill one, but the punishment you will receive in purgatory. So, indulgence. If you go to confession and you receive indulgence, you kill this one and you kill this one as well. Okay? And now, indulgence will help you a lot because it will release you, will reduce the punishment for the souls in purgatory. How do we get indulgences? Well, go home and Google it, okay? Receiving Holy Communion, confessions, avoiding sins, and praying for the Pope's intention. Those are requirements to receive indulgences. And then during this month of November, if you receive indulgences and you give that to the souls in purgatory, you will help them a lot. Because the punishment on my right hand right here, okay, we will have to spend in like years or maybe a couple of months or maybe a couple of days or I don't know, or a couple of decades in purgatory because the punishment we have to receive in purgatory. I can give you an example to understand sins and then punishment. You can imagine like the whole goal in front of me, in the back of me, okay? You have a nail on it. The nail you have on the goal in the back of me. When you go to confession, you pull the nail out. Okay? You completely pull the nails out of the goal like behind me. But in the goal, you will see a hole on it. Those holes, that is like purgatory. When we go into purgatory, God, he will fulfill those holes for you and make your goal, your souls, will be beautiful again. You deserve to go to heaven. People in purgatory, they have hope because they know that one day they will go to heaven because God is purifying them. Now you can help them. Offer masses. Divine mercy chaplets, rosary, indulgences, visiting cemeteries for the month of November. You will have your mom, your dad, your beloved one. They will eternally thank you. I want you to do that. I want you to try. If you never heard about that, please go home, Google it. Right now, it's so easy to do that. I want you to get indulgences and give those indulgences to someone passed away already. One day, you will see them. And one day, they will thank you. Hey, David. Hey, Laura. Thank you that you gave that indulgences to me. Now, I am in heaven. And now, I will help you back again. That's all I have for you all. I hope my homily is not like 20 minutes anymore. So far, I did like 12 minutes, so I should be stop right here in case you hate me forever because of my longer homily. So, but that's all about surrounding the ideas about all souls and all sins. It's so beautiful that in November we celebrate All Saints and All Souls. So pray for your beloved one. And then I want you to try, okay? I want you to try this month. Try hard for me. Visit cemeteries and gain for you indulgences for the month of November. And give that indulgence to someone in purgatories. They need it. Again, they need it. They need your help. The souls in purgatory need your help. If you cannot go to cemetery, you are homebound people, stay at home, say rosary, Divine Mercy chaplets, offer masses, call the parish, and then just let us know. So that's all I have for you all for this week. Continue pray for your beloved one. The souls in purgatory really need your help. They really need your help. And then when you die, if someone can help you, you will be appreciate them a lot. So I would love you to pray about and then think about how to help the souls in purgatory.